The National Broadcasting Company invites you to listen to Glenn Miller's music. Melody Moonlight Serenade brings to listening America a special treat tonight. You're to be the radio guests at the gala celebration to say farewell to the nation's number one band leader, Glenn Miller. Completing tonight a record-breaking engagement at the Cafe Rouge of Hotel Pennsylvania, the Statler Hotel in New York City. Tomorrow, Glenn and the boys will head for Points West for the summer months. Well, that's your gain and our loss. But right now, yours truly, Alan Robinson, our NBC engineer, Courtney Snell, and hundreds of guests are here to say so long to Glenn and the boys, so we invite you to join us and listen to some of this grand music. It would be just like Glenn Miller to play all of your favorites tonight, and the first number certainly carries out that idea. Johnson Rag.
Hey!
That comes to mind now for music is one of those grand ballad arrangements by Glenn Miller to feature his five-man reed section and bring us the voice of Ray Eberle, Gaucho Serenade. Thank you.
Every night when the moon is shining bright down in Rio de Janeiro, comes a gent with a mellow instrument and a colorful sombrero. And he sings, and the melody he brings so tenderly plays is called the Gaucho Serenade. Si, senor, he's a happy troubadour on a patio you'll find him. Senor, he would go from door to door, leaving happiness behind him. All the sweet senoritas hurry out to join the parade and hear the gaucho serenade. Gaucho Serenade.
As Glenn Miller and company make their swing through the country, there's a little lady you're bound to meet and learn to love just as we do. We speak, of course, of Marion Hutton, heard right this very minute in a little ditty titled Boogit. There's a bit of sign language that goes with that number that probably you'll get to see sometime very soon. Time for another ballad now, a Glenn Miller arrangement of The Sky Fell Down, Ray Eberle to sing.
Thank you.
green of the countryside have turned to blue. I have the moon right on my fingertips, and when first we kissed, there were stars on your lips. To be with you just made it seem that walking on snowy clouds was not a dream. You gave to me all this and heaven too. When the sky fell down and I met you,
National Broadcasting Company, bringing you the final broadcast for the season of Glenn Miller and his orchestra from the Café Rouge of Hotel Pennsylvania in New York City. Glenn's next certainly reflects the mood that prevails here in the Café Rouge tonight, and we hope everywhere. I want to be happy. What would you like to hear Glenn Miller play next? Well, we wager after that fast one, it would be a ballad. And if we were to take a census of opinion, and census is very much in order these days, we wager that you'd like to hear Starlit Hour. Yes, she would. Ray Everly to sing. Inasmuch as tonight is Glenn Miller's last broadcast for this season from the Café Rouge in Hotel Pennsylvania, I know that you listening in on the air would be very disappointed if you didn't have a word from him, and I know that he'd be very disappointed if he didn't get to say it. So here's Glenn Miller.
Thank you very much, Al. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We feel that this being our last broadcast for the time being from the Café Rouge, that it's apropos that we say something about our stay here. It has been a most pleasant one. And the hotel has been wonderful in showing us every courtesy to make it as pleasant as possible. And I'd like to also thank the National Broadcasting Company for their placing the disposal of their networks at our command for use in broadcasting to you people. We've enjoyed playing for you, and we hope that you've enjoyed listening to us. NBC has bent over backwards and making these broadcasts as good from a technical standpoint as is possible, and the rest of it has been up to us, and we hope that you've liked it. A little special credit, I think, tonight goes to our announcer, Al Robinson, our control man, Courtney Snell, who came over here tonight, usually their day off, to be with us on the closing broadcast. So, until we have the pleasure of playing for you again, why, let me say it's really been a lot of fun. There's only one bright spot in the whole proceedings, and that is that we're to come back to the Pennsylvania Hotel here in the Café Rouge, and we'll broadcast over NBC starting the first or second week in October, and we'll be here throughout next winter. And thank you for listening in, and good night.
All right, Glenn, and I'm sure that every single person out on the air will be right here with bells on, welcoming you back and also on the air over NBC. Now, I've wasted all of my adjectives practically in describing this number before by Glenn Miller, so he's back with his horn and ready to beat it off. Here it is, Tuxedo Junction.
Thank you.
Well, Tuxedo Junction certainly makes a hit here. Ray Everly brings us the lyrics as Glenn Miller and the orchestra play Too Romantic.
I'd like to call your attention to the fact that the Music Educators Conference program, originally scheduled for 12:30 a.m., may be slightly delayed and will be heard instead at approximately 12:35 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Moonlight and stars can make such a fool of me. You know you're much too near and I'm too romantic. I be a sigh on a bended knee. I'm startled when you whisper, I'll run if you should sigh. I must be so careful, or I'll kiss my heart goodbye. You shouldn't let me fall unless it could all come true.
Marion Hutton is with us again.
Now, may I interrupt
you? Oh, yes, Glenn.
Just a minute. You won't forget to tell the folks about Jimmy Dorsey coming in here tomorrow night, will you?
Well?
He's got a wonderful band, and he's a grand guy, and I know everybody's going to be very happy to see him here. And you tell the folks that I wish you a long and successful run.
Well, they heard you just as well as they can hear me, Glenn, and I'm sure that most everyone here shares exactly those feelings. Well, as I started to say, Marion Hutton with us again with a little ditty from Buck Benny Rides Again, entitled My My.
My mind. I should say, oh, how lovely. I should say, oh, I get weak, can't speak, I just sigh. And though I try, the best I can sigh is mine,
been listening to the music of Glenn Miller and his orchestra coming to you from the Hotel Pennsylvania in New York City. This is the National Broadcasting Company.